Lifebuoy Health Soap presents Big Town.
Extra, extra, hero, above the angel of the street. Tonight's Big Town story brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap. Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner in your daily bath. Extra, extra.
Lifebuoy Health Soap presents Big Town, the headline stories of a great city dramatically reported by Steve Wilson, fighting managing editor whose creed, as with all great newsmen, is emblazoned on the masthead of the Illustrated Press.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword, but it may be a faithful servant of all the people. Use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now to Big Town and to Steve Wilson's heartwarming story of The Angel of the Street. In Big Town, as in all great cities, all but lost amid the brassy clamor of its life, there walk in silence and in suffering angels of the street. And this is the simple story of but one, a flower seller in the theatrical section of Big Town. It began one chilly autumn evening as an elderly woman known as Violet stood shivering in the doorway, waiting for a young man to come out of a swank apartment house.
Johnny. Johnny Nolan, wait.
What the... Oh, hello, Violet. Rotten night to be peddling posies. Why don't you go home?
I've never missed an opening night in 20 years, Johnny. My producer friends would think it was bad luck if I wasn't around selling my Violet.
They ought to put you in a payroll, Violet. You ought to shake them down for plenty.
But Johnny, don't talk like that. You didn't used to talk like that before you quit night school and started running around with that no-good chick Larson.
Don't you worry about me, Violet. I'm learning the angles. Pretty soon, I'll be buying your violets. For luck.
Don't, Johnny. All the violets in the world won't bring you the kind of luck you'll need if you take up with chick Larson and his racket crowd.
What have I got to lose? A punk out of an orphanage that some slug left $10 a week instead of a name? I wish I knew who he was. I'd shake him down till his teeth fell out.
Oh, no, you wouldn't, Johnny. You ain't that kind. You've been listening to that scum of the earth, chick Larson.
What do you care, Violet? What did playing it straight ever get you?
Oh, Johnny, Johnny.
Go on, peddle your posies. One of these days, I'll buy you that farm you're always talking about, where you can raise your own violets.
Not with that kind of money, Johnny. I'd rather die in the gutter of Big Town. I'd rather die...
Cut it out, Violet. You've been a pal, and you helped me out. You steered me into my first job when I got out of the orphanage. But I ain't gonna go on being pushed around for the rest of my life.
Don't do it, Johnny. If it's money you need to get started on something, I've got a little save.
No. I'm sorry, Violet. You've done too much for me already. Now, leave me alone. Good night.
I gotta stop him. I gotta make Chick Larson leave him alone. Leave Johnny alone. He ain't their kind. They'll use him, drag him down, and...
Yeah? Oh, hi, Violet. What do you want?
I want to see Chick Larson.
Who is it, Lola, baby?
The lady to see you, Chick.
Yeah? What's she want? Very funny. Go on, mix some drinks or I'll smack your teeth for a real laugh.
Oh, cut it out, Chick. Where's your sense of humor?
I haven't any. I just got a thirst. Mix me a drink to get the taste of this posy pusher out of my mind, will you? All right, Violet, how did you get up here?
Up the service stairs. I knew the elevator kid would never bring me up the front way.
And how he wouldn't. Well, what do you want?
I want you to leave Johnny Nolan alone.
Nolan?
Yes.
What's my deal with him got to do with you?
You're trying to ring him into your dirty racket.
Well, what's it to you?
None of your business. But you ain't going to mix him up in your crooked deals. You ain't going to get him in trouble. Get him sent to jail, you ain't.
No, Come over here to the head of the stairs.
You let go of me. Quit. Pushing me,
shut up and listen, you rummy old posy peddler. Pushing dopes around is my racket.
I don't care what you do to me. Only you'll leave Johnny Nolan alone.
Well, it's good you don't care what I'm going to do to you. Because I'm going to learn you to mind your own business.
Let go of me. Let me go.
Sure. I'm even going to help you go. You sneaked up the back stairs, so I'm going to help you down the same way.
Listen to think on him, Lola.
He's trying to get Johnny to handle his books. Johnny's good at figures. He was going to be an accountant.
Well, Johnny's troubles can wait, Violet. You're hurt. Call a doctor, Lola.
No, I'll be all right.
Violet, let me touch your side. I've had first aid training.
No, it don't matter, Miss Kilburn.
What happened, Violet? How did you get bruised and cut up like this?
Well, I tried to make him leave Johnny alone. He pushed me down the service stairs.
Who pushed you downstairs, Violet?
Chick Larson.
Larson? Oh,
Steve, I'm almost certain two of her ribs are broken. There may be internal bleeding.
Get on the phone, Laura. No. I call for an ambulance. Get her to City Hospital.
Please, Mr. Wilson. I've got to keep them from dragging Johnny down in the gutter.
Now, you've done more than your part, Violet.
Please find Johnny, Mr. Wilson.
Now, don't worry, Violet. I'll find Johnny Nolan and Chick Larson and take it from there.
See you once what, Lola?
What's the matter, Chick? Pushing that poor old dame downstairs wear you out so much you can't make it to the door?
No, baby. And I told you to quit lipping me for less. Cokie?
Yeah? Yeah, Chick?
See you once. Remember, that posy peddler ain't been around. We ain't seen her.
Sure, Chick. We've just been playing gin rummy like gents.
And that goes for you too, Lola, baby.
Quit twisting my arm, Chick. I don't have to take it.
You'll take what I hand out.
I want to see Chick Larson.
Hold it, fella. Maybe he don't want to see you.
He'll talk to me or the police.
Oh, yeah? Who says so?
Take it easy, Cokie. Invite the gent.
Okay, Chick. Come on in, mister.
Thanks. So you're Chick Larson?
So I've been told. Who are you I got to talk to?
The police may want to ask you a few questions, whether you talk to me or not.
Yeah, what's the beef?
At the moment, it's a simple matter of assault. But if your victim dies, it'll be murder.
Murder? Chick, you
shut up. Go make some drinks, baby. I want to hear this guy talk.
Want me to frisk him for heat, Chick?
Put that goon boy on a leash, Larson.
Yeah, go cheat yourself a game of solitaire, Cokie. This guy kind of interests me.
Okay. But if he gets funny...
All right, big boy. It's a cinch you ain't a copper, so where do you fit?
We'll get to that. Where's Johnny Nolan?
Nolan? What do you want him for?
Someone who loves him very much is badly hurt and is asking for him. The flower woman you shoved down a flight of stairs.
Prove it, fella. I get two witnesses that'll say she wasn't
and
here.
And I have proof she was here.
What kind?
This bunch of violets. Outside your door. Crushed underfoot when you shoved her toward the service stairs.
That ain't proof of nothing. Anyway, what's it to you?
Just this, Larson. You picked the wrong person to shove down those stairs. Just a poor old flower seller, but a woman known to as the Angel of the Street. A woman with 1,000 friends, from the biggest big shot to the lowest moocher. And if she dies, your life won't be worth a nickel in this town.
You scare me, fella.
Where's Johnny Nolan?
Never heard of the punk.
Where's Nolan?
Try the phone book.
Listen, Larson. That poor woman may be dying because she doesn't want to live to see Johnny Nolan teamed up with you.
You're breaking my heart.
All right, Larson. You've had your chance. I'll find Nolan another way and leave you to my friend, Inspector Callahan of Homicide.
Chick, he ain't going to let that monkey talk like that and walk out of here. Let me take him.
Not here, Cokie. Put that sticker away.
Yes, Cokie. What?
And next time you pull a knife, don't rattle before you strike.
Thus, Steve, although failing to get a line on Johnny Nolan, has stirred up a deadly hornet's nest that will lead to exciting developments. And in a moment, we'll continue with tonight's story, The Angel of the Street. You know, one big reason I've been using Lifebuoy Health Soap all these years is that I always felt it got me extra clean. But now I've seen the actual proof, and it really is something startling. Because the doctors now know that Lifebuoy in your daily bath gets you cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Yes, after comparing the effects of daily baths with different soaps, the doctors made this amazing statement.
Actually, you are cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap.
The doctor studied 820 scientific tests and discovered that it's Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient that makes the difference. And this same purifying ingredient actually makes Lifebuoy milder, safe even for a baby's tender skin. So enjoy that Lifebuoy bath every day. It's refreshing and mild. And Lifebuoy gets you cleaner. Buy some tomorrow. You'll be glad you did. Now, back to Big Town and Steve Wilson's headline story of The Angel of the Street. Investigating a brutal assault on Violet, a beloved flower vendor of the theatrical section of Big Town, Steve Wilson is trying to locate...
Follow her.
Is that the girl who was in Larson's apartment?
She's crossing the street, heading toward the avenue. You want me to follow her, Steve?
Yes, Laurel, I follow her, but watch her step. I don't know how deeply she's involved in Larson's setup.
I'll be careful, Steve, and I can do better without the press car.
Now, leave it here. Harry and I may have to split up if Larson and his hop-headed stooge come out. Now, get going, my lovely. She may grab a cab on the corner.
She won't shake me. I'll phone Fletch on city desk and leave a message the minute she likes.
What a gal, boss.
Yes. If only she wasn't so reckless. Careless of her own safety.
Boss, if you will excuse the personalities, them that live in glass hothouses should not throw shoes which fit.
Well, maybe you're right, Harry. I don't set a very good example, but... heads up, Harry. Get under the wheel of your hack. Larson's on the move.
Is that him under the canopy with the skinny character healing like a bird? Hey, it looks like they're looking for a hack.
Yes, pull out, Harry. Cruise pass. Pick them up if you can. Take them wherever they want to go.
Check, boss. And whilst while you will be doing what?
I'll be in the press car, Harry. Glued to your tail. Now get going. Let's go.
I gotta warn Johnny. There's no telling what Chick will do.
Yeah?
Oh, Johnny, it's me, Lola. I was hoping you'd be with Sam.
Yeah. Well, what's the matter, Lola?
It's Chick, Johnny. Something happened after you left. Something you ought to know about.
Has he been slamming you around again, Lola?
Oh, no more than usual. But you're mixed up in this, Johnny.
How do you mean?
Well, I don't want to tell you over the phone. Can you come over here to my place quick?
Yeah, okay, Lola. I can be there in 5 minutes.
Well, make it quick, Johnny. Make it quick. Chick. Maybe he followed me or sent Cokie. Yeah? Yeah, who is it?
Miss Lynn. Miss Lynn.
Oh. Must be the girl across the hall. Just... Oh. Oh, you're not the...
No, I'm not whoever you were expecting, but I want to talk to you just a second.
Say, who are you? What's the idea of pushing your way into my apartment?
To get a straight answer to a simple question, where's Johnny Nolan?
What do you want to know? Who are you?
Well, it isn't important, but I happen to be a newspaper reporter.
A reporter?
Yes, I'm Lorelei Kilburn of the Illustrated Press.
What do you want with Johnny? He wasn't there.
Wasn't where? At Chick Larson's place when that poor flower seller was pushed down a flight of stairs?
Say, how do you know so much?
We know plenty, but we don't know where to find Johnny Nolan, and you're going to tell me or you'll tell it to Homicide at police headquarters.
Homicide? Is Violet dead?
No, but she's in a very bad way.
Well, why do you want Johnny Nolan? He wasn't there. He left before it happened.
Because Violet wants to see him. She doesn't want to live if he's going to get mixed up in Chick Larson's rotten rackets.
Is that the only reason? Don't lie to me, Kilburn. Johnny don't give a hoop about me, but I happen to like him.
Then where is he?
He's coming here and...
Hiya, Lola.
Oh, Chick.
Yeah, Chick. How come you took a powder when I told you to go mix me a drink?
I'm through, Chick. You mixed me in more than enough.
Nobody walks out on me, baby. Who's your snazzy girlfriend?
Just a friend, Mr. Larson.
What do you use for a name, beautiful?
Thanks for the compliment. Just call me Susie Q.
Just be beautiful, baby. Don't strain a brain, let me for laughs, kid.
I'll try to remember that.
You do that. Jot me down your phone number while I settle with Lola, will you?
I'm getting out of town, Chick.
Sure, Cokie's picking up a car to take you.
Cokie? I wouldn't go to the corner with Cokie.
You'll go, baby. Get your hat. Tame always feels better with her hat on, no matter what happens.
I won't go.
Get your hat, Lola. Let me talk to Chickie boy.
You keep out of this, plenty of plenty.
Chick, that's Johnny, but don't get this wrong.
Clam up. So you phoned a Johnny punk, huh? I figured you dumb enough to do that.
Johnny ain't crossed. You ain't made a play for me.
Get in the bedroom, both of you.
Now, wait a minute, Larson, before you start waving that gun in your shoulder.
Get in there, both of you. I'll tend to this. Come on in, Johnny boy. The door ain't locked.
Oh, what's up, Chick? Where's Lola?
Shut the door, Johnny.
Oh, wait a minute, Lola. Hello again, Larson.
Mr. Wilson, what are you doing here?
Wilson, the racket-buster newsie, so that's who you are.
Yes, Larson. And thanks for leading me to Nolan.
So you tailed me, huh?
A blind man could have trailed you here.
You got nothing on me, Wilson?
Nothing but an assault rap so far. But pull that ego crutch in the shoulder holster bulging your tux, and you'll buy yourself a one-way ticket to the chair.
What's happened, Mr. Wilson?
It's very simple, Johnny. This would-be boss of yours has nearly killed the best friend you'll ever have.
Who? Who are you talking about?
The woman who's looked after you since you were a kid in an orphanage.
Violet?
Yes.
What's happened to her?
She's in General Hospital because she tried to keep this rat from ringing you into his filthy rackets.
How bad, Mr. Wilson? How bad is it?
Bad enough she may die because she doesn't want to live to see you hauled down in the gutter with his snipe.
Larson, you rat. You dirty, stinking rat.
No, hold it, Johnny.
Larson will keep. You're needed at General Hospital to tell Violet you're not going to team up with Larson or any other racket.
I'll go, Mr. Wilson, but first let me show this.
No, don't be a fool.
Please.
Yes, don't either one of you be dopes.
Get away from that door, Larson.
Give me an argument.
We're going to General Hospital to give a woman the will to fight for her life.
You ain't going out of here and sicking the cops on me.
Let go of me, Mr. Wilson. I'll take that gun away from him and break every bone in his body.
No, Johnny. He's a cornered rat and he'd tear you apart.
Yes, and the same goes double for you, Wilson. So lead that hero over to the bedroom door over there and I'll let you guys join a couple of snazzy dames.
Mr. Wilson, he must have Lola Lynn locked in there. She phoned me from here 5 minutes ago.
Yes, and apparently one of my top crime reporters, Lola Lai Kilburn.
So the other dame was a reporter, huh? Well, that settles it.
And I'll settle you.
Look out, Johnny. Nice going, but let me get this gun out of his hand.
Take it and let me finish him.
Now, that's enough, Johnny. That'll hold him. Now, let the law settle the rest of the score, Johnny.
If Violet dies, I'll kill him. She'll help me, I'll kill him.
No, Johnny. No. The law will take care of him, Johnny. Now, come on. Let's get the Lorelei and Miss Lynn out of the room.
Steve.
Yes, Lorelei. Just a minute, my lovely.
Did you take Larson?
Yes, Johnny jumped him and held him while I pulled the snake's fangs. He's over there on the floor.
Is Lola okay, Miss Kilburn?
Yes, Johnny.
I didn't have anything to do with hurting Violet, Johnny. I couldn't stop
it. Sure, kid, I ain't blaming you. Even for getting mixed up with Larson, I almost did. But what about Violet? How bad is she? When can I see her?
As soon as we can get you to the hospital, Johnny. She's asking for you. She's afraid you're going to the rackets and doesn't want to live if you do.
She won't have to worry about that.
Okay, Johnny. Give me a hand with Larson and we'll turn him over to the police on the way to the hospital.
What about Cokie, Mr. Wilson? He's coming here to get me.
I think Cokie will be well taken care of.
Think again, Wilson.
Oh, Cokie.
How? If it isn't the knife boy to the rescue.
Yeah, Wilson. Only this time I got me a gun and try taking it and I'll rip you open where you'll spill all over the joint.
I won't have to take it away from you, Cokie.
Come on, Wilson. Try it. I got a personal score to settle with you.
Include me, Cokie.
Keep out of this, Johnny. You're needed at General Hospital, but not as a patient.
You slugs ain't going nowhere till you snap Chick out of dreamland till he tells me what to do with you. Go on, Johnny. Work on Chick. Get him on his feet.
Go ahead, Johnny. Leave Cokie to me.
Yeah. Come on, Wilson. Try taking this rod like you did my knife, and I'll pour it into you till you fall apart.
Thus, Steve faces a tricky and dangerous situation. And in a moment, we'll come to the exciting climax of tonight's story, brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap. Yes, it's an amazing statement, but doctors have proved it to themselves. Lifebuoy in your daily bath gets you cleaner than any other leading soap can. Yes, it's true. You are cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. Buy some tomorrow. And be sure to listen at the close of this program for thrilling news about Lever's sensational Mercury a Day contest. Now, back to Big Town and tonight's heartwarming story of The Angel of the Street. And to Steve Wilson as he faces a hop-headed gunsel by the name of Cokie.
Come on, Wilson. Try to take this rod like you took my knife.
Don't try it, Steve. He's needle happy.
Don't worry, Lorelei. It won't be necessary. It's all arranged. Cokie is going to be taken care of in just a moment.
Are you going to pull it, Wilson? Come on, make a move. I'll even take my finger off of the trigger of this gun. Give you a sporting chance to rush me. Come on, Wilson. I bet you 6 slugs to 1 punch. Come on. Come on.
All right, now, Harry.
Check, boss.
Thanks, Harry. Pick up his gun.
Oh, that was beautiful, Harry. Thanks from all of us.
Oh, think nothing of her, Miss Kilpine.
Steve, did you know for certain Harry was standing right behind Cokie outside that door?
Yes, well, I didn't see Harry, but I saw a hand holding his upholstered monkey wrench, and that was enough.
Yeah, and if there is anything else, I will be glad to oblige noblessly.
Just phone the police, Harry, and watch these goon boys until they get here.
With pleasure, boss.
What about me, Mr. Wilson? I know I should have helped you. Should have gone to the police.
Well, stay here, Miss Lynn. Tell the police a straight story, and they'll give you every break they can. Come on, Lorelei, Johnny. Let's see if we can give poor Violet a break.
Oh, Johnny. Johnny, you came.
Yeah, Violet. Yeah, I got here thanks to Mr. Wilson. And don't you worry about me getting into the rackets.
Oh, don't do it, Johnny. Don't hook up with Larson. You'll end up dead in the gutter like your father.
My father? You knew my old man?
Yes, Johnny. He wasn't bad. Just stubborn like you. He wanted to get rich quick and got mixed up with a rum gang, and they killed him when he tried to pull out.
Well, then, it wasn't him that left enough dough for me to go to high school after I got out of the orphanage.
Oh, yes. Yes, Johnny. He didn't want you to go his way, end up in the gutter, in the street, like me.
Oh, wait a minute, Violet.
Yes, don't worry about Johnny, Violet.
Oh, Mr. Wilson, Miss Kilbourne, I didn't see you there standing at the foot of my bed. Thank you for helping, Johnny.
Well, we haven't been able to do a thing but bring you two together. But now the doctors say you're going to be all right. How about giving Johnny a chance to thank the one person to whom he owes everything?
No. No, Mr. Wilson. Let it stay like it's been.
What is it, Violet? What are you and Mr. Wilson talking about?
Tell him, Violet. Johnny has a right to know.
No, Mr. Wilson. He'd be so ashamed.
Not if he's worth all you've done for him through all the years. No. He has a right to know his mother.
Oh, no.
My
no,
mother.
Please.
Violet, you're my mother.
Oh, Johnny, I'm sorry. I'm just a poor old broken down flower seller.
Sorry? I'm the one that ought to be sorry. Why didn't I get it? See it all the times you helped me out.
I'm sorry, Johnny. I'm so sorry.
Now, don't talk like that, Violet, because I'm the proudest guy in the world.
Oh, Johnny.
The proudest,
my
the
boy.
Luckiest guy in the world.
Oh, my boy. My son. My son.
All right. Let's go out in the hall.
Yes, Steve. They don't need us in here. Steve. How long have you known Violet's secret?
I wasn't sure until tonight, Lorelei.
Oh, you want me to phone Fletch on City Desk and give him the story?
Only part of it, Lorelei. Unfortunately, happiness doesn't make headlines in this hard-boiled town.
Yeah. Well, what part of it do I feed Rewrite Steve and our readers at the Illustrated Press?
Just the fact that Larson and Cokie are going up the river for assaulting a flower seller by the name of Violet Nolan. Alias... The Angel of the Street.
And so ended in a happy reunion of mother and the prodigal son. Another big town adventure of Steve Wilson and Lorelei of the Illustrated Press. And now, here is Steve Wilson with an important announcement.
Friends, If you haven't yet entered Lever's sensational $100,000 Mercury a Day contest, better hurry. The new Mercury is a wonder. And right now, Lever Brothers Company is giving away a brand new 1949 Mercury four-door sedan every weekday, Monday through Friday, for 30 days.
Yes, and that's only part of it. There are also $110 cash prizes every day, 3,030 prizes in all. These contests run through November 19th, so enter now and enter often. Each day's contest is one more opportunity for you to win that Mercury. Here's all you do. Finish the following statement in 25 words or less. I like Lifebuoy because... Put the name of your storekeeper on your entry, then send your entry with the Lifebuoy box front and your name and address to Lever's Mercury Day Contest, Post Office Box 3, New York City. That's Post Office Box 3, New York City. Only residents of the continental United States, Alaska, and Hawaii are eligible. Free entry blanks with complete rules are available at your store. In tonight's dramatization of Big Town, all names, times, and places are fictional, and any similarity to other names and places is purely coincidental. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei Kilbourne, and was written and directed by Jerry McGill. And now, Big Town bids you good night until next you hear the newsboy calling.
Extra, extra, hear all about it. The story of Steve Wilson and Big Town brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap, another fine Lever product. Extra, extra.
New Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. Rain or shine, new Rinso with Solium gives your wash a new brilliance you have never seen before. You can dry your wash anywhere, and white clothes will turn out actually whiter than brand new, and washable colors even brighter than new. It's because new Rinso contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium. No other soap contains Solium, only new Rinso. So safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Find out about the amazing new brilliance of Rinso washed clothes. Find out how new Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. Get Rinso in the new package with the red Solium label. More women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.